Hi, and welcome to the Engaging People podcast. This is Charles Rogel, a senior consultant here at DecisionWise. I'll be moderating today's session. Joining us is Dave Long.
Hi, everybody.
Today we're going to do a Get to Know the Consultant episode with Dave Long and talk about his experience, what he does here at DecisionWise, so you have a better idea of kind of his services and his style in terms of working with clients. So, Dave, to kind of jump into this, tell us a little bit about your background, life, and career, where you come from. You know, who made you the person you are today?
I'm not sure if there's a who out there that made me the person I am. Yeah, maybe the what. I did grow up in the rain, so that might be tell you something about me. I'm from Seattle area.
Yeah.
Actually, for those who know the Seattle area, I'm from east of Seattle, a town called Sammamish.
Oh, okay.
Actually, when I grew up, it was actually called Redmond. And so that's where Microsoft is.
Oh, yeah.
So grew up there. And then after I left high school, I went on to do college and some other things, and my parents left Seattle, and I've hardly even been back other than as a consultant. I've been there a few times just to visit clients and things like that, but I've really not been back to Seattle very much since then, so don't ask me about all the growth that's happened there or anything else. I really wouldn't know, but I grew up there, and it is a big part of kind of, you know, my identity, I guess you could say.
So you're always depressed.
Yeah, always. Like yeah. Well, you know, when it's been raining here the last few days, and I just go sit in a lawn chair and let it all wash over me.
Right.
You know, it's nice to see the rain.
Sure.
So, during my undergrad, I studied finance, and with the intention of one day becoming a mutual fund
multimillionaire
manager.
And
worked for, with that intention, went to work for Vanguard, which is a mutual fund company right out of college, and got some advice, interesting advice from somebody who was a CFA and someone who had managed Oppenheimer funds in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if you can be happy doing anything else, I would do that. That's
really
what they told me. Yes.
Why that? Why would
they just said it's
just
a miserable life, especially
really?
Somebody living on the West Coast or in the Western United States and getting up to
so
do
early.
The market, you have to wake up early and you have to be studying the international markets, and there's really not any time off for fund managers. So so they just said if you could be happy doing anything else, go ahead and do that. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I better find something else to do here because I'm sure there's something else I could find. But
sure.
Worked for Wells Fargo, also in the banking industry, and actually ran my own company for a couple of years as well. But really decided somewhere in there that I was really interested in what makes a really good place to work.
Okay.
Great workplaces, and started studying that a little bit on my own, and ultimately decided that's the career change I was looking for, was to really build great workplaces.
Okay.
And I had worked in some places that I wouldn't consider great places.
Sure.
But that's really the precipice for me doing what I am today.
So you jumped into some HR roles at that point?
Well, the first thing I did was actually just go back and get more education. So I went and got an MBA with an emphasis in organizational behavior and human resources. Took a human resources job for a short time at Adobe, and then came to work for DecisionWise.
Okay.
And I've been working here for 5 years, moved into a consulting role a few years ago. But that's really what led me here.
Great. So tell us about what you do now here at DecisionWise.
Well, I'm a consultant. As you mentioned, I'm a senior consultant. I've worked with a whole bunch of clients, but I've worked with them in several different capacities. One is that I've helped them on the assessment side, where I've helped them design their assessments, help them design their reporting and their rollout and everything else that we do here in addition to consulting.
Yeah, it's all the mechanics behind the scenes.
Yeah, all that stuff. And then I moved into consulting where it's more working on we have the results from the survey. How do we change your organization to make sure that we're responding to the feedback that your employees are giving you? And I really love doing that. Still do that today with actually a lot of clients. I've worked with so many different clients of different sizes, but have loved working really with smaller clients, where you can just see the change happening really quickly, and it's just so satisfying to see. And they really, you know, when we're working with smaller organizations, we see that the changes and the impact on employees and the work environment and the employee experience happen really quickly, which I love. But it's really a great challenge to work with some of the bigger clients, organizations that we work with as well, to see, okay, so what do we need to do to get the entire ship moving in a different direction? So that's what I do now. Actually, what I am doing right now is I'm leading the assessment and project management function here at DecisionWise, which is a group of probably 12 to 15 people who are very much involved in kind of the behind the scenes launching service in addition to doing the consulting work that I'm doing.
Yeah, it's a lot then.
Yeah, a lot to do.
So when you're working with clients then, do you have a particular approach? I know a lot of consultants that kind of come here with their own kind of toolbox or specialties or approach in terms of working with clients. What's your angle?
My angle? You know, I very often, and every time we do a survey with a client, an engagement survey or any other kind of survey that we do, me as the consultant, we'll look at the stats. We'll look at, try to understand what the data is telling us from the survey. We'll always bring some recommended areas of focus, two or three areas of focus, that a client can work on. And they'll usually say, and oftentimes, especially on a first time client going through the process for the first time, they'll say it'll be communication. That'll be one of the things, Charles, you probably recognize that as a common theme.
Everyone struggles with
Everybody struggles with communication. And so they'll say, well, what have other organizations done with communication? What's my best practice? What are the things that I would do to address communication? And the truth is, I've seen so many organizations address it in so many different ways. That's true for communication or helping your employees grow or providing them with training or tools and resources, all those things. You see it addressed in so many different ways. And what I've really noticed in the way that I approach it is I say it matters less what you do and more how you do it. Meaning that I've seen a thing that I would think would never be that effective would be like sending out a company newsletter to improve communication. I just assume nobody reads it.
Right.
However, I've seen it effective if it's done the right way. And one of the ways that I really like to try to implement changes in our organization is to make sure that the changes aren't just unilaterally created by the leadership team. When it's just the leadership team getting into a room and saying, okay, let's do these three things and we'll address the survey that way. I feel like those changes aren't nearly as effective as when they come from somewhere else in the organization.
Yeah.
And so what I like to do is make sure that the leadership team is taking into account the opinions of other people. And so oftentimes I'll bring together a cross-functional group in the organization, some people from the front line, some middle managers together, and I'll ask them to define the problem. I'll ask them to come up with solutions. And what happens is a couple of things. Number one, the responsibility for engagement and experience in the organization shifts from just a leadership initiative to an initiative that we're all helping with.
Yeah.
And the second thing that happens is that people that are part of building solutions become more committed. They place more value on the solutions that they create. And so even if it is a newsletter, which it, you wouldn't think would be very effective, if they created that solution and they're part of putting it into place, they're part of publicizing it and make sure everybody's reading it, those sorts of solutions can be good solutions if they come from the right place. So it's less about what you do and more about how you kind of approach the problem.
Good ideas. So then, as you think about these interactions, what kind of client stories do you have that kind of illustrate how these types of things have played out?
Yeah. So an example would be a software company that I've really worked with for the last 5 years. I think what they do really well is they do a really good job of reacting to the survey. So they do just kind of what I said. We've facilitated it with them for a few years, and now they kind of run the whole show on their own, where they will bring in people from throughout the organization. They choose, these are the two things we need to focus on. And they have the benefit of a really great CEO who really supports the efforts of their HR department, but also just supports the efforts, any effort in building a great place to work, because that's really important to him. They have that benefit, but what they're able to do is pick two or three things that they want to work on, bring in people from throughout the organization, and put them into place. Even things that you wouldn't think would come of a survey. Things like, for example, one year they decided, hey, we don't have enough growth, actual career growth opportunities. And so with their software function, their software engineer function, they created different levels that people can move to. And it really benefited them.
Oh, cool.
From an experience standpoint, people are like, oh, I have something to build toward and work toward. Mm-hmm. But they've done a lot of things like that. They've done it in the training arena. They've done it in communication. They've done a lot of different things. They've done a really good job of reacting to what is given to them on the survey. And I think they've reaped the benefit of that. In fact, they're one of our higher scoring clients. Another client that I work with, more of a regional credit union, they have done a really good job of going from more of that reactive approach early on. They would bring people in just like the other company, sure, or just like I've suggested, bring them in, do solutions, do action plans, have people from throughout the organization involved in rolling out those action plans. And they had a really great benefit early on. And then they kind of leveled off for just maybe one cycle. They leveled off and they said, well, what do we do next? And I said, well, you've done a really good job of being reactive. And they've also done a really good job of then inserting into that reactive, we're reacting to a survey once a year, to putting other proactive things in place. So things that they do exit surveys and onboarding surveys. Mm-hmm. They do 360-degree feedback of leaders. They do leadership development in their organization, all with the idea of how do we build a more engaging experience for our employees.
Sure.
So it's not just once a
more
year that they're working on.
Now.
Yeah, it's more comprehensive. So they work on things all throughout the year. And in fact, rather than working on, hey, this topic or this thing, they work on their managers, because mm-hmm. managers are very close to the employee experience, and they work with managers to be more engaging managers. So, and they've done some great things at their organization to where they're one of our highest scoring organization. In fact, the best DecisionWise best practice award winner a couple of times in the last couple of years. So, so they've really caught the vision of, hey, engagement is not just something we do once a year on a survey. We do it all year long.
So based on all these different client interactions and your experience, what kind of words of wisdom could you share with us? What's your philosophy? I guess, what are your main learnings and takeaways about, how you interact with clients, about engagement, leadership development?
Mm-hmm. So, based on that, I would say it's important early on that you address the survey in a meaningful way. If you're doing an engagement survey, you want to be able to respond to the survey, and you want to take the reactive approach, just like that first example that I gave, be able to respond to a survey and be able to take feedback from your employees and show that, hey, we can take your feedback, we can keep it confidential, and we can do something with it that will be beneficial to you, so that something gets better and nothing gets worse.
Right.
Right. So that's the main thing that you're trying to do early on. And what that does is that gets the buy-in from not just your employees, it'll get buy-in from your leadership team. So many HR people have a hard time getting buy-in from their leadership into this engagement. It feels kind of like a soft thing.
Yeah.
But when leaders see things improving from an experience standpoint in their organization, they start to see, hey, our employees are feeling better and they're treating our clients better, our customers better. They really get bought into this process. And you can do that early on by just making some really important quick wins in a reactive mode,
sure,
to the survey. But where I've really seen it be successful, and what my kind of recommendation is, once you have that buy-in from the leadership team, do something with it.
Yeah.
Show them that, hey, this isn't just a reactive thing where we're responding to a survey. This is something that this can become part of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We can put engagement, we can make this an engaging place to work. And that can be part of our value proposition that we're offering our employees. That can be part of why customers come to us instead of one of our competitors, because, hey, we treat our employees the right way and we have a great experience here.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thanks very much for the brief interview, your background, sharing your experiences. Anything else you want to leave with our audience today?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
just do something.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Do something with a survey. Yeah. There you go.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information, you can listen to more podcasts on our website at decisionwise.com. Thanks, everybody.